In a packed meeting hall, a range of citizens from hunters to horseback riders gave reasons why they would or would not like to see lands around the Chassahuiska River and the Coastal Swamp Preserve to allow hunting. Rebecca Humbert from the Natural Riders Trail Club of 165 horseback riders said it would be an accident waiting to happen if equestrians were to share land with hunters.
Our concern is logistic and also for shared use of the land with hunters. We do not feel like it is safe to have simultaneous horseback riding and geocaching at the same time as an active hunt. Despite what previous records indicate, we feel that it is an unnecessary accident waiting to happen.
Marissa Pryor Luzier, the author of Camping with Horses, was worried about preserving the environment. She fervently opposes hunting on these lands.
I read a study you did on 9/26/2006 stating that all the lands that are up for review today were unsuitable for hunting. What has changed so much in 5 years? For all of these properties you manage, you state that FWC will have to take on administrative costs such as postings, quota permits, publications, law enforcement, road access, and possible parking construction. How can they afford to take on more of a financial burden when their budgets have been cut? Non-game areas were designated for a reason, to preserve the natural resources. Have any significant environmental impact studies been done to substantiate this need?
James Rigby, a local hunter, wants more public lands open to hunting.
I found that there's a lot of misinformation among the horseback riding crowd. I understand their concerns about safety, but the fact is their safety concerns are unfounded. There are no documented cases of non-users, non-hunters being shot by hunters during hunting season, during lawful hunting activities.
A board member from the Backcountry Horsemen of America, Truman Pruvat, said his limb was almost severed by a bullet from a hunter's shotgun while riding his horse. Pruvat is concerned with safety, even though the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission requires hunters born after June 1, 1975, to complete a hunter safety course before purchasing a hunter's license in Florida.
The issue is safety. You are told it is safe to be in the woods riding, hiking, birding, mountain biking, et cetera, while hunting is ongoing. There are very few equestrians that believe that, and in fact, they don't. For the most part, don't ride while hunting is ongoing. The reason is it is not safe.
The two sides disagreed about which use of the land would benefit the state more, using statistics to back up their arguments. But Jason Burton, a biologist from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, says some of the statistics might have been inflated.
There was a variety of statistics provided. Some of them were probably overly inflated. You know, it kind of depends on which statistic you wanted to look at. As far as the hunter safety goes, you know, our agency, our law enforcement officers, do provide those statistics on an annual basis. Over the last 10 years, again, it's over the last 20 years, we've never had an incident involving another user group. The number of incidences annually, over the last 10 years, there's been 101 incidents of statewide involving firearms. Of that, I believe only 13 involved a fatality. The other 88 were non-fatal. The majority of accidents, you know, hunting related, it's either within the party, the hunting group, or it is another hunting party. I think over the last 10 years, less than 3% involved someone who was not directly engaged in hunting at the time.
Swift Mud spokesperson Robin Felix said that the Water Management District would take all sides into consideration, but the decision would ultimately be by the Swift Mud Governing Board. Felix also said their priority was to make sure all the trails would stay open.
Well, we've been trying through this evaluation to make sure that we don't close any lands. So that's been, you know, really a high priority, is to make sure that there aren't any trails closed if additional hunting is added. And, you know, the other thing is that we're required by state statute to provide a variety of recreational opportunities on our lands. And hunting is considered, a valid use by the state and under state statute. So we really have to, you know, be open to looking at all the different uses. But, you know, we're not for or against it, but we're just evaluating to see if there is a potential.
There's more information online at watermatters.org/hunting. For WMNF News, I'm Matisha Robinson in Plant City.